do all to the glory of God. March 19, 1899. Those who enter the service of God must be faithful to their leader. If during their lifetime they have not given the powers of mind and soul and strength to the Lord, when they are converted, they will realize that every capability belongs to God. The truly converted man will bring even his thoughts into obedience to the will of God. His mental and physical powers will be laid on the altar of sacrifice. His time is the Lord's. It is not to be idled away. All are bound, by the most solemn obligations, to redeem the time. Waste it not, make the most of it. Do your best, as long as you live in the world, to be a blessing. Christ regarded every moment as precious. Thus should his followers regard their time. Those who are not directly engaged in the work of seeking to save that which was lost should have some trade. They should use the powers of mind and body to a purpose, that they may be able to place their gifts and offerings in the Lord's treasury, and bring a faithful tithe to Him. It is the duty of all who enjoy God's bounties to engage in useful employment. To every man is given his work, and upon the faithful performance of this work depends the blessing received. He who wastes his precious time robs God of service due to him. He is guilty of a neglect which God will not excuse. How can God welcome such a one into the courts above with the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 21. The strength belongs to God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke 10, verse 27. This statement covers the use of the physical powers. Every part of the being is to be employed to the glory of God. The Lord would not have given us such definite specifications had He not designed us to study carefully how much this comprehends. If you have physical strength, that strength is Christ's property. He who has in the past looked upon himself as above labor, when converted, will change his habits and use his physical powers to some purpose. An indolent man cannot serve God, for he gives to others an example entirely contrary to the principles of Christ. No idler can be a practical Christian. Christ is our example, and he worked at the carpenter's trade with his father Joseph. After the precious message of truth is heard and received, the heart is touched and convicted. When the heart turns to Jesus, the will is brought into subjection to Christ. The soul temple is cleansed from its moral defilement for Christ's indwelling. The deep moving of the Spirit fills the soul with earnest love for Christ. The receiver of truth could feast forever on the truths which he hears, but he must not ever receive and go no farther. He must impart the precious knowledge of the Redeemer's love. He must strive to uplift the crucified Savior. Heart and soul are to be consecrated to God's service, and the physical strength is to be used as well. There are no gentlemen idlers in God's vineyard, for there is earnest, practical work to be done. There is no reason why a man who has strength of body cannot use that strength in Christ's lines. The man who has a family is under obligation to set a right example in his family as a faithful steward. He is to educate his children to be intelligent and useful, able to use the strength given them by God to carry forward His work in our world. By precept and example, He is to train them to be faithful stewards. They are to be educated, disciplined, and trained to realize that they hold in trust lent treasures, which are to be used to the very best advantage, that they may do the highest service. Teach your children that nothing is to be withheld, that all their gifts are to be used to promote the glory of God. Teach them to cherish a sense of their accountability, to use wisely their entrusted capabilities, improving and perfecting them by use. You are accountable for the judicious use of every faculty. God cannot excuse those who have been bought by the blood of His Son from working faithfully in His service. Every true Christian is a co-worker with Christ. Nothing can be more offensive to God than to cripple or abuse the gifts lent us to be devoted to His service. The value of the soul is to be estimated by the price paid for it. It is written, Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them which are contentious, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, wrath, tribulation, and anguish, upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Romans 2, verse 6-10.